I'm dealing with ERA and ERA got the approval, but why this prompt next?
Welcome to America Property.
Guys, I still don't understand why this PropNext agent want to stop us from entering the show flat. As you can see from the video, that when we walk into the show flat, you can see ERA booth, you can see the people from SRI, Huttons, they all see me, like, hey, hi, very friendly.
And say, Huat Kuih, hello.
Yeah. Then got this bouncer from PropNext tell us we need to wait.
She needs to call developer to check whether we can enter. But the thing is, I'm an ERA agent. ERA represents this project too. So we just want to go in and take a look, right? She and a few other guys who really look like bouncers suddenly say cannot, we have to check with developer. We were like, oh really, we need to wait. So okay lah, we just be courteous, be normal, then we sat down and then we wait.
And yeah. I still ask them, why so serious? I'm dealing with ERA and ERA got the approval, but why this PropNext want to put in your resume that, oh, I blocked Eric Chu for entering your show flat?
The rest of the PropNext agents are all really okay.
You see, when I enter the show flat, I have many like PropNext agents friends who welcome me. They're just this one or two weird people. Don't know what's their intention.
I don't want to name them too.
Hope you enjoy the review.
Wow, this Hudson place very far leh. It takes me almost one day to take plane to US . Ask you buy local property,
why you buy overseas property again?
By Qingjian and 4C Holdings. 327 units, TOB 2029.
Well done, Qingjian.
Because after they got this land, just beside their previous Bloomsbury, this is the second plot they have got it in Media Circle. Every time I think of Qingjian, they are the
king of Media Circle.
Just like if we think about Goko Land,
they are king of Lentor.
If we think of Sing Holdings,
they are king of Chuan Grove,
and lastly
the king of Holland Plain,
Sim Lian. And me, of course, the
king of Huat Kuih la.
And many people, no la, it's actually many agents will tell you, wow, here the transformation,
ooh la la,
this is the location for your Hudson place. Anyway, Bloomsbury is just beside you and the real transformation is if I change it to 219, it actually looks like that. You can see all the blue color. This bluish color is business park. Let's change back. And you can see many pink color plots now. So the transformation is government very good to make things more convenient for you. They want to have shops below your condo. Government scared you're hungry to death. That's why instead of business park, work until you die, you can buy some food. So maybe you have supermarket below, so you can get your groceries and you won't die of hunger in US. Oh, if you are wondering what is the size of the shops below you the fun fact is smaller than my house. The shops only 4,300 square feet of retail space. Okay lah, this size still can fit maybe a childcare center that can fit two kids and got supermarket lah. I'm going to Google what Media Circle is going to be next time. Transforming from a pure business park hub into a vibrant live, work, play residential enclave. If you talk about live, correct, you can live there. You talk about work, don't worry, you can find work because you are surrounded by officers in the business park. But you talk about play,
place inside that or what?
Since many of you unfamiliar with US, let me recommend a place for you to chill. I hope I got some sponsor from this. Actually, the highlight, you can go to Bonbon's favorite cafe called Under the Linden. The atmosphere there show got aircon, best of all. If you have any fur balls you want to bring, they can enjoy the aircon. And the food there is also amazing.
Yes, correct.
That's the only thing you play there. There's nothing else. Don't play lah. The vibes, the mood is very serious one because all came back from work just next door ma. And look at the map again for MRT. Hey, where's the MRT here, Cambridge. If not, will be your one north Very near only la. And let's say you cut through one straight line, cut through all the buildings, jaywalk across AYE, is about 1.16 kilometer. Staying here is very healthy because most of people want to achieve 10,000 steps a day. Your legs are short, so easily 20,000 steps. And now I need to do what car park ratio research. Last time I don't even need to do this. In the last two new launch, we have Tengah Garden, 60% ratio car park lots. Then we have Vela Bay, car like area, which you need to take ferry to work, and Vela Bay only got 50% car park ratio. Usually such place no MRT should be at least 80%, approximately 40% 130 lots for 227 units It's very thoughtful since you already stay in US. You don't want to mafan your family member and friends to come and find you If you stay here, just don't be connectable best Also save your money, don't do housewarming. Now let's recap how much developer bought the land for. Developer got it at 1037 per square feet only.
Power lah.
This in City Fringe leh. Your OCR. Okay lah, that Vela Bay OCR Sea View is 1300 plus leh. Your Pinery so far 1004. This is 1037 only leh. Where you stay? I stay City Fringe. Ayyo, 成功了.
Successful already.
There are three bidders. Sadly, EL Development didn't get it. EL and EL, I long time never see your project already. I hope the next one you get it. And the developer got it 5.8% higher than second bidder only.
Very good.
Anything less than 10% is considered very healthy competition. So you put in all the Philly Fair fees and with their 15% profit margin, they can actually sell you at around 2,000 per square feet only. But in today's seller's market, City Fringe where got 2,000. This is also to share with you that developers right now, wow, they make a lot of money. Now let's look at side plan. Two blocks and one giant pool and my favorite. Now let's look at unit mix. Two bedder consists of 56% and the rest 3, 4 and penthouse 44%. With this, we can see that developer may want to attract more people to buy here for investment rather to stay. Take note again, out of 327 units, only 130 to 134 car park lots, which is around 40%. These two blocks, one got level 15, the other one got level 23. So my average, let's put it at the same level at level 10. So quickly, I'll be sharing with you all the floor plans and developer's indicative price and my average price per square feet on level 10. 2x2 about 6'4", 6 square feet. This is the old size with aircon ledge.
You cannot eat fried rice because there's no window here. Good healthy living.
Starting from 1.4 plus million, my average 1.55 million, 2,400 per square feet. This is the old calculation. The good news to you, today if you go resale property, today 1.55 million, still can buy a 3 bedroom near MRT in OCR region. And again, don't buy 2 bedder lah. Go for resale better. Next, we have 2 plus study, 689 square feet. This is the old calculation size. You'll just have one additional study here. I don't have the starting price. I'm going to guess average around 1.65 million, 2,400 per square feet. This is the old calculation size. This price, I think still can get a small chance, a 3-bed 3-bath in OCR. If you want to know how to buy good resale property where you can potentially make more than new launch and you can collect renter immediately or you can move in immediately for enjoyment, there's a webinar. I'll put the link somewhere here and also the link in the comment section below. 3-bed 2-bath, 893 square feet. This is the old calculation size. Very good room size, queen, king, and the best of all.
This one can walk, hey, because you have a window here. Won't be total because got window here. Good.
Starting from 2.0 something million, average 2.1 million, 2,440 per square feet. This is the old calculation size.
What?
No wonder your kids cannot study. Because this is the study corner. Where you walk, hey, too big, burn the books how. If you want bigger, we have 3-bed 3-bath, 1012 square feet. This is the old calculation size. This one can walk, hey, and you have the storeroom and third toilet here. I do have the price, I'm going to guess. 2.48 million, 2,450 per square feet. This is the old calculation size. 4-bedder. 4-bed 3-bath, 1152 square feet. This is the old calculation size. Starting from 2.7 plus million, my average 2.9 million, 2,520 per square feet. This is the old calculation. Again, we are using old calculation if you are comparing with a pre-harmonized project like resale, which I'll touch in part 2 on how do you compare and whether you buy this will become a giant hua kui or giant cai tao. This area already know people, and if you really want more privacy, you can go for 4-bed 3-bath private leaf. 1432 square feet. This is the old calculation size, and you have your private leaf. Starting from 3.4 plus million, my average 3.65 million, 2550 per square feet. This is my old calculation. The next one is for giant hua kui, hua until you never think one. 5-bed 5-bath private leaf, 1744 square feet. This is the old calculation size. I don't have the price, I'm going to guess. 4.7 million, 2,700 per square feet. This is the old calculation.
Hey, guy.
Do you know that at this price, there is still a possibility that you can get freehold. Yes, freehold lender. And you do not need to chase out ghost type of condition in the landed property. Now let's talk about schools, because schools is very important for resale value.
Congratulations.
Your kids don't need to go school. Stay tuned to part 2 if you want to know how I compare projects and see whether the price that you enter is good or disgusting. And remember to subscribe, and I'll see you in my next video.
哇，穿衣不错啊。